Hachette Audio presents Rule, written by Ellen Goodlett, read by Lisa Flanagan, Sunila Nankani, and Bonnie Turpin.
To Meraki, my band of travelers, who are always willing to offer a piggyback ride, liven up an airport lounge, or jump off a bridge with me. Chapter 1. Zophie woke to the sound of her mother's voice, louder than usual. She squinted at the tent interior. She'd been sharing it with her mother for the last 2 months, unable to sleep on her own. She saw blood every time she shut her eyes. "Can you tell me why you're looking for her?" Mother said. Something rustled. Parchment?
"All this says is we're to bring Dina's only daughter back with us to the capital,"
a man replied. He had an accent, something almost Colonian.
"You're Dina. Can you tell us where she is?"
Zophie bolted upright, shredding any last cobwebs of sleep. Sands. That had to be a talon. Mother ignored the question. "This is highly unusual," she said, just outside the tent.
"It's the king's request."
His voice grew quieter. Mother was leading him away, buying time. Zophie shouldered her rucksack, an escape bag Mother had packed 2 months ago, the night Zophie brought this death sentence down on her head.
"Stole them,"
Zophie prayed as she drew her long knife and cut a slit in the rear of the tent. The talons would be watching the front. Outside, the frigid night air of the glass desert stung her lungs. She breathed in deep anyway to clear her head. If she could make it over the dunes, she could hole up in the crags, scavenge lizards for food, and gouge cacti for water. The desert would keep her safe for a few days, so long as she could reach it. For that, she needed speed. Zophie pressed the long knife to her forearm. The moment the blade broke skin, Zophie's eyes closed, her senses turning inward. Every vein in her body lit up like a map in her mind's eye. She watched her heart contract to drive blood through those veins, carrying air and nutrients throughout her body. Air, nutrients, and something else. An extra spark, drawn into her body via the cut she just made in her arm. The blood arts. Describing the arts to someone who had never tithed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?